Pinnacle Studio, Pinnacle something. But anyway, it do some things.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, but I very much enjoy the documentary style because to me it can entertain and educate at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. I love documentaries. I love them.
Yes. And then I found this website on the internet that has documentarians from all over the world who share their, it's kind of like online seminars. So they share knowledge with you about story structure, how to edit your project, you know, marketing, world marketing and all that. I mean, it's awesome. It's like going to film school, sitting right there at the house.
What's it called?
It's called the D-Word Community.
.com?
D-Word Community.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
I like that. I love your motivation, man. You're doing it. You're doing big things, man. Can we go to the premiere? Can we go to the premiere? Are we invited?
Absolutely. I will absolutely have something, and I would love for you guys to come.
Love to come to premiere.
Nice. Yeah.
But I feel like I've changed. You know, careers again, in a sense. You know, the acting will always be my first love, but I never thought I would get into this filmmaking thing and love it the same way I do acting.
Cool.
Yeah. Wow. Do you feel more natural being behind the camera or in front of the camera?
I think I feel more natural behind. I'm starting to like that. You know.
You know your vision.
You know, but Hollywood, when I got here, I realized it was the same shit I left in the street life.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that these motherfuckers wore suits.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? And so, and I've always been kind of a low-key person. And so I'm finding myself more comfortable being not so much in front of the camera. Yeah, I like behind. Okay.
Yeah, you know, to add to that too, I feel more natural from behind too. That's another story. That's another story. That's another story.
Oh, that was the one you used to live in West Side.
What?
Oh, okay. She knows what I'm talking about.
She knows what I'm talking about.
From behind.
Not North Hollywood. Oh, hey, okay.
From behind. From behind.
Hey. That's another story. Another chapter in my life.
Hey,
yeah, I love him.
But yeah, no, yeah, no, yeah.
And what's the name of your documentary again?
It's Two Bees from Oakland, and it's spelled B-E-E-S, like a bumblebee. Mm. And that's kind of an analogy for the road Linnell and I had to take in this business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the bumblebee supposedly is not supposed to be able to fly because of its little short wings and its big ass, right? That's how they describe it. They say big behind, but you know, because of the way the wings are so short and its weight, that they say it's aerodynamically impossible for it to fly, but it does.
Mm.
And so that's kind of our little mascot, is that even though they say we can't,
mm-hmm. We can.
That's clever. Right. That's clever, man.
Working just a little bit harder. Yeah.
And then it could be two bitches from Oakland.
That's originally what I thought it was.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's fine too. But we're just trying to, you know, make it so we can put it on the cover.
Yeah.
We really want to say two bitches from Oakland.
You guys thought about that though, because that's deep. That's the B, the actual B. I like that.
Yes.
That's deep.
Orale.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Now check it out, Holmes. This is a little game that we've been playing. A little game called Check It Out. Oh! Da! Live.
This is a lie? America's most talked about program, brought to you by the Wishy Washy Washing Machine Company of Walla Walla, Washington.
That's right, you tuned in right to another segment of Are You Smarter Than Roger with your host, Roger, the smart guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Are You Smarter Than Roger the Smart Guy, where we ask a group of contestants a series of questions to see if they know the answer. Vato Loco, who's playing today for my friend?
Orale, well, checking it out, it's Contestant number one, why don't you go and tell me where you're from and your name is it?
Yeah, my name is Daryl Jenkins, but you can call me Chocolate. I'm from Compton, California.
All right, Chocolate. And what do you do for a living, Holmes?
Yeah, I do a lot of things. Little this, little that. You know, sometimes I like to rob banks. You know, that's why I roll.
Nice. Entrepreneur. And contestant number two, your name and where you're from, sir. I mean, ma'am.
Sir. I was just about to say, these don't feel like sir.
These don't look like sirs.
Yeah, my name is Laura Hayes. They call me Miss Laura. And I am the grandmother of five, maybe eight.
Miss Hayes, and what do you do for a living, Holmes?
I am a entrepreneur. Not only am I an actor, I'm a filmmaker. I make websites. I crochet ponchos.
Oh wow! Contestant number three, your name and where you from, sir?
Sí, hola, me llamo José. Yo soy de Guadalajara, México.
Nice, Jose. And what do you do for a living, Holmes?
Un painter.
You're a painter.
I'm an artista.
Nice, nice. Contestant number four, your name and where you from, sir?
Yeah, baby. You know, my name is Smiley.
Smiley, all right, nice, Holmes. And where you from, sir?
Yeah, Smiley, yeah. I'm from the place called, you know, that one place.
No, I don't know. Please hurry up, Holmes.
You know, I'm from South Antrim.
Okay, yeah, you made that one up. Okay, and contestant number five, that would be me, Mr. Bataloco. And I'm from everywhere, Holmes. What are
they? Wow, five contestants. Okay.
That's right.
Well, we'll start off first with Daryl Jenkins, Big Sexy Chocolate. Yeah. Daryl!
Yeah.
Daryl, who is the host of Dancing with the Stars in the U.S.? Is it Kat Deely, Nick Cannon, Ryan Seacrest, or Tom Bergeron?
Yeah, we don't really watch Dancing with the Stars, you know, in Compton, but...
10 seconds.
Can you repeat that again? The answers?
I'm going to kill you, man. Is the host Tom Bergeron, Nick Cannon, Kat Deely, or Ryan Seacrest for Dancing with the Stars?
I'm going to go with Kat Deely.
He says Kat Deely. He's wrong. It's Tom Bergeron.
Sí, es Tomás.
Laura Hayes.
Yes.
Laura.
Yes.
Which day was a hit for the Rolling Stones? Friday on My Mind, Friday's Child, Ruby Tuesday, or Monday? Which day was a hit for the Rolling Stones?
For the Rolling Stones.
Friday on My Mind, Friday's Child, Ruby Tuesday, or Monday. Your answer, please.
Ruby Tuesday.
She says Ruby Tuesday. She's right.
Yeah! Oak Town in the house, baby. Town biz.
Jose.
Si.
Jose on the A-team. What did HM stand for in H.M. Murdoch? Howling Mad, Hairy Mother, Harvey Murphy, or Harry Madison?
Did you have a hard time talking that one, huh?
That one I did. H.M. Murdoch.
I think it's the third one, man.
Harvey Murphy?
Si.
Okay. Ooh, wrong. Howling Mad. Smiley?
Yeah.
Who I don't like already. Smiley? What cheese has holes in it? Smoked guada, Swiss, Longhorn, or Monterey Jacks?
That was an easy one.
Yeah, you know, Monterey Jack.
He says Monterey Jack. Wrong.
Damn!
Can I steal that question?
No, you can't. It's Swiss cheese. Bataloco!
Yeah, what's up, Holmes?
Bataloco! In Alice in Wonderland, what character is best remembered for his grin? The caterpillar, the cat, the white rabbit, or the mad hatter?
Yeah, that would be, the cat,
caterpillar,
Holmes.
The cat. Look, he says the cat. He's right!
Yeah.
Good.
Chocolate!
Yeah.
Chocolate, what's the oldest capital city? Amsterdam, Paris, Damascus, or London?
The oldest capital city?
Mm-hmm. Amsterdam, Paris, man. Damascus, or London?
I'm going to go with London, man.
He says London. Incorrect, Damascus. Laura Hayes, the grandmother of five or eight children. The jury's still out on that one. Laura!
Yes.
What is the most populated city north of the Arctic Circle? Is that Ottawa, Aberdeen, Fairbanks, or Murmansk?
You got to be
the most populated city north of the Arctic Circle. Ottawa, Aberdeen, Fairbanks, or Murmansk? Your answer, please.
Shit. Murmansk.
She says Murmansk. She's right.
Oh, oh yeah. Oh, come, baby.
Wow.
What?
Jose?
Sí, señor.
Jose Francisco Pepe Juan?
Sí, sí.
Francisco, what do...
All primero names.
What do botanists study? Plants, dentistry, fossils, biology. A botanist.
How do you say that word in English?
Botanist. Botanist.
Botanist.
Botanist.
They're botanist. Okay.
That's
plants.
You.
Plants.
He says plants.
You yeah,
plants.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I'm trying to trick you with my English.
I know. I'm about to say, come on, senor. You know, how many what they eat the word first, you know?
Smiley.
Botanist. Is he trying to say botanist?
Okay, smiley around.
No, I was saying, no, I was English, and I know the words.
Smiley, please pay attention. Smiley. Which worry-prone film character was fluent in 6 million forms of communication? Was it Gort, C-3PO, Marvin the Paranoid Android, or T-800?
Yeah, baby, that was 3CPO.
He says C-3PO. Oh, he's right.
That's what I said.
Vato Loco.
Yeah.
What kind of economy is free enterprise most associated with? Capitalism, fascism, communism, or socialism? Free enterprise. What's it associated with? Capitalism, fascism, communism, or socialism?
Okay, check it out. Free enterprise is it. That would have to be capitalism, homes.
He says capitalism. He's right.
Educated, Cholo.
With the big brain on Brad.
He's been starting, huh?
Daryl.
Yeah.
Daryl, by the way, when was the last time you stole a bank out of curiosity?
Yeah, I can't talk about that right
okay,
now.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Daryl, your question right now is, who was president of the Confederate States of America during the Civil War? Was it Ulysses Grant, Jefferson Davis, Abe Lincoln, or Robert E. Lee?
I'm going to go with Ulysses Grant.
He says Ulysses Grant. Ooh, Jefferson
Davis.
Oh. Yeah.
Jefferson Davis.
Yeah.
I remember him.
I remember him.
Sí.
Remember the Alamo.
From Mexico.
Laura.
Bryant.
Laura, what was the 1969 war between El Salvador and Honduras called? The Seal, the Cod War, the Postage Stamp, the Cola, or the Football War? Good luck on that one.
Run
the Cod,
again.
Postage Stamp, Cola, or Football? 1969 between El Salvador
and
Honduras.
What's the first one you said?
Cod, C-O-D.
Yeah, let's go COD.
She says COD. Ooh, football.
Damn.
First miss.
Who has a football war?
I know a bunch of idiots. Third world country. Jose, speaking of third world.
Sí, señor.
Jose.
Yeah, no me gusta football.
What is the highest place in the world? Mount Kilimanjaro, Mount Everest, Kabul, or Tibet?
It's Everest. Everest.
It says Mount Everest. Ooh, Tibet.
What?
Why did they make a big deal about Everest now?
I knew that was Holmes.
Smiley.
Challenge.
Yeah, baby.
Smiley, which of these is not a cat? Okay, not a cat. A Siamese, a ragdoll, a terrier, or a Persian?
Yeah, baby, that's a terrier, baby.
He says terrier. He's right. Vato Loco.
Yeah, Holmes.
Which fast food company is known for the Whopper? Burger King, McDonald's, Jack in the Box, or Wendy's? Your answer, please.
a Whopper, Holmes. Burger King.
He says BK. He's right.
He got the easy ones.
He got very easy.
Now, Daryl, you're 0 for 3, Daryl.
Yeah.
You're good at stealing shit, but you're bad at books, so let's get this together, huh? Daryl.
Yeah.
Who built the city of Machu Picchu? The Babylonians, the Incas, the Aztecs, or the Chinese? Machu Picchu.
Machu Picchu.
I gotta get the easy one.
I know this one.
Babylonians, Incas, Aztecs, or Chinese? 5 seconds.
The Incas.
He says the Incas. He's correct.
Yeah.
He's on the board. Young lady Laura Hayes.
Yes.
Who directed Avatar? Francis Ford Coppola, Steven Spielberg, James Cameron, or Michael Moore?
James Cameron.
Ha! That'd be a yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Jose?
Sí.
Jose?
Sí.
Jose?
Sí.
Jose?
Sí.
Keith Emerson is famous for playing which instrument? Keyboards, saxophone, guitar, or drums? Keith Emerson. Saxophone, keyboards, guitar, or drums? Emerson.
Drums?
He says drums. Oh, keyboard.
Oh. Yo no sé.
No?
Yo no sé Emerson.
Sí?
Sí.
No?
No.
Sí?
Sí.
No?
No.
Sí? Smiley.
Yeah, baby.
What 1996 Christmas movie starred Arnold Schwarzenegger? Fred Claus, Deck the Halls, Jingle All the Way, or Santa Claus the Movie? Schwarzenegger, 96. Fred Claus, Deck the Halls, Jingle All the Way, or Santa Claus the Movie?
Easy. That one's easy, baby. That's Jingle All the Way.
He says Jingle All the Way. He's right.
He's always right.
Smiley, the guy hates doing good. Wow. Vato Loco.
That's right, Holmes.
Vato Loco, who wrote Pygmalion? Mark Twain? Tolstoy? Emily Brontë? Or George Bernard Shaw?
What was the second one again?
T-O-L-S-T-O-J. Tolstoy.
Tolstoy.
He says Tolstoy. Ooh, George Bernard Shaw.
No, I didn't.
Too bad.
That's cold.
Shouldn't have said anything, but
that's funny. That's funny.
He did say.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Sweet chocolate. What's the largest big cat in the world? Is that the cheetah, the panther, the tiger, or the lion?
Damn.
Cheetah, panther, tiger, or lion? The biggest cat in the world.
Yeah.
After this. Oh, da, le.
Lowrider Live Show. Ending. 100.
That's right. So go ahead and go to lowriderliveshow.com. That's lowriderliveshow.com. And say, and this is a little segment that we like to call, Are You Smarter Than Roger?
My sound at? Oh, there I am.
Your headphones are off.
My volume down there.
Got the dial down there.
We left off. You were asking Mr. Chocolate Jenkins from Compton.
Real quick, go ahead and go to MissLauraHayes.com. That's MissLauraHayes.com. Once again, that's MissLauraHayes.com. That's LauraHayes.
That's correct.
.com.
Hello.
Come take a ride.
Yes.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Chocolate, who starred as a $6 million man? Major Lee, Minor Lee, Lee Minors, or Lee Majors?
Yeah, that's going to be Lee Majors.
He says Lee Majors. Yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
Laura Hayes.
Yes. Ready.
Laura, what does an anemometer measure? Humidity, barometric pressure, wind velocity, or temperature? An anemometer.
Spell it.
A-N-E-M-O-M-E-T-E-R.
Doesn't help at all.
Mm-mm. Humidity, barometric pressure, wind velocity, or temperature?
Humidity.
She says humidity. Oh, wind velocity.
Damn! Oh, I'm sliding down.
Jose.
See?
Jose, which of these songs was a hit for Elvis Presley? Hand Dog Hotel Room, Holiday Inn, Heartbreak Hotel, or Hotel California?
Heartbreak Hotel, senor.
He says Heartbreak Hotel. He's right.
Si me gusta Elvis.
Smiley.
Yeah, baby.
Smiley, which of these cities has never hosted a Super Bowl? Okay. Detroit, Cleveland, San Diego, or New Orleans?
Oh, that's easy, baby. San Diego.
He says San Diego. Oh, wrong. Cleveland. What the loco?
Yeah, Holmes.
What the loco? Who sang Brown Eyed Girl? Was that James Taylor, Van Morrison, Bob Denver, or Jim Croce?
Oh, that's easy, Holmes. Bob Denver.
He says Bob Denver. Ooh, wrong. That's your first miss of the game.
Who was it, Holmes?
It was Van Morrison.
Van Morrison.
Oh, damn.
Daryl.
Yeah.
Daryl, which of these is not an Apple iPod? A Walkman, a Shuffle, a Nano, or a Touch? Which is not an Apple iPod? A Walkman, Shuffle, Nano, or Touch? Now, I know you stole all of these before in your lifetime.
Yeah, the Walkman.
He says the Walkman. You're right.
Uh-oh.
Laura.
Yes?
In ice hockey, how wide is the goal?
Damn.
Is the goal 8 feet, 4 feet, 6 feet, or 10?
How wide is the goal?
Mm-hmm. In ice hockey. 8 feet, 4 feet, 6 feet, or 10 feet?
6 feet.
She says 6 feet. She's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Back on it. She's back on it.
Yeah.
Jose?
Si.
Which planet in our solar system? Which planet in our solar system has exactly one ring? Uranus, Mercury, Mars, or Jupiter?
One ring?
One ring.
Uranus or what else?
Mercury, Mars, or Jupiter. You sound pretty good there.
I say Mercury.
He says Mercury. Ooh, Jupiter.
Jupiter?
I wouldn't say Uranus. One
ring.
Smiley.
That's a lot of rings.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, baby.
Smiley. In the Christmas Carol, how many ghosts visit Scrooge? Is it 2, 3, 5, or 4?
Oh, yeah, baby. 5,
he
baby.
Says 5. Ooh, wrong. 4.
He said it with such confidence.
Vato Loco.
Yeah, Holmes.
In the TV show Friends, what was Ross's profession? A scriptwriter? A paleontologist? An actor? Or a chef?
Come on, Holmes. I used to watch that every time in jail, Holmes. He was a paleontologist.
Oh, wow. Paleontologist. Yeah. He's right.
What?
And there. Now you have reached the close to the end of the game, Holmes. Tidy up the score and let's go with the speed round.
Well, we have Daryl Jenkins with 3. We have Laura Hayes with 4. Jose the Painter with 2. Smiley with 3. And Vato Loco with 5.
Looks like we got one hell of a game there, Roger.
But as this round pursues, whoever misses the question is out of the game.
Okay.
And we have one person left, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Daryl.
Yeah.
Famine in which country triggered the Band-Aid charity? Ethiopia, Zimbabwe, Sudan, or South Africa? What triggered the Band-Aid charity? Which country?
Ethiopia.
He says Ethiopia. He's right. He's in it to play. Laura Hayes?
Yeah.
What is a dying star that explodes into brilliant light? Hypervelocity star, dark matter, a supernova, or a black hole?
That is a supernova.
Yikes!
Ask the astronomer, baby.
Jose the painter?
Si.
No.
Si.
No.
Si.
No.
Si.
No.
Si.
Okay. Jose?
Si.
What band sometimes performs with Bruce Springsteen? The Blackhearts, The Waves, Heartbreakers, the E Street Band?
E Street Band.
He says East. He's right.
We all are.
So far, nobody's falling out yet. Smiley.
Yeah, baby.
What is Microsoft's symbol on the American Stock Exchange? Is it MICS, MSFT, MCFT, MISF?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that one more time, baby?
Is it MICS, MSFT, MCFT, MISF?
Number 3, baby.
Number 3. Wrong. Goodbye. Smiley's out of the game.
What was it, Holmes?
It was MICT. Vato Loco, you're still in it to play.
Yeah, baby.
Vato Loco, immense tennis? You sound just like Smiley, Vato Loco. Wow, trip out.
I mean, yeah, Holmes.
There you go, yeah. Wow. Vato Loco, yeah. Immense tennis. What's the maximum number of sets played in a Grand Slam match? 5, 7, 3, or 9? 5, 7, 3, or 9? 5, 7, 3, or 9. Your answer, please. Time's running out.
7, Holmes.
He says 7. Oh, 5. Vato Loco. Vato Loco's out. So, next round leaves us 3 players of Daryl, Laura Hayes, and Jose the Painter. You guys ready?
Okay, we're ready.
Here we go, Daryl.
Yeah.
Daryl, what 2 singing brothers had a hit songs with Kathy's Clown and Wake Up Little Susie? The Isley Brothers, the Everly Brothers, the Ames Brothers, or the Jonas Brothers?
Yeah, the Ames Brothers.
He says the Ames Brothers. Ooh, incorrect. Goodbye.
Oh!
It's the Everly Brothers. We're down to Laura and Jose the Painter.
Hi.
Laura?
Yeah.
Who was the host of the highest rated talk show in TV history? Oprah Winfrey, Jay Leno, Jack Parr, or Johnny Carson? Highest rated talk show in TV history. Jack Parr, Johnny Carson, Jay Leno, or Oprah Winfrey? 5 seconds.
I'm going to say Oprah.
She says Oprah. She's right!
Yes! Oaktown, baby.
Jose the Painter?
Si.
No? Jose, no. This comes down to this last question, my friend. You get this right, you tie. If not, Laura Hayes is the champ.
Okay.
There we go. Jose, where does a giant panda come from? Russia, China, Japan, or Alaska?
China, senor.
Wrong, China! Oh, you said China? You're right. I just said Japan. China's. You said China.
You said China, senor.
China's right. He's right. It's China.
It is China.
Laura Hayes?
I go to Panda Express every day.
Who wrote the original Star Wars saga? George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, Martin Scorsese, or John Williams? The original Star Wars saga.
The the originals.
Lucas Spielberg.
Lucas.
She says Lucas.
She's right.
Yeah.
We got a battle. We got a battle.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Jose the painter?
Si.
What car manufacturer symbol has four linked circles? Four linked circles. Ford, Toyota, Audi, or Rolls Royce?
That's Audi, Zena.
He says Audi. He's right.
Oh, you are
tough. We got a battle.
Oh, yeah.
Laura.
Yeah.
In which country are the provinces of Sichuan and Henan? Is that Canada, Russia, Germany, or China?
China.
She says China. She's right.
Wow.
Pulls her out of her hat.
Yeah.
Jose.
Si.
Since you came through Mexico and to Texas, you should know this answer. What is the name of an international airport in Houston, Texas? JFK International, Logan International, O'Hare International, or George Bush International?
George Bush, senor.
He's right.
Wow.
He's been there for a long time. Wow. He's a governor for Texas, see? Tajas.
Laura.
Yeah.
Laura, what was the name of King Arthur's sword? Was it Excalibur, Narsil, Gryffindor, or Sting?
Excalibur.
She says Excalibur. She's right. Jose the painter.
Yeah.
See.
In which process do plants bend towards light? Phototropism, gravitism, heliotropism, or geotropism?
Photo.
He says photo. He's right.
See.
You are tough.
Wow.
Laura?
Yeah.
Who recorded the classic rock song Stairway to Heaven? Is that Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, the Rolling Stones, or the Doors?
The
Led
Doors.
Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Rolling
Doors.
You sure not saying Led Zeppelin?
I don't know.
I mean, it's up to you. What do you want to say?
The Doors.
The Doors. Your final answer?
Yeah.
Oh, wrong. Led Zeppelin. Jose the painter?
Si.
If you get this right, you win. If you get it wrong, you still have no winner for this round. You got to get this right.
Okay.
What was the last name of the scientist who turns into the Incredible Hulk? Is it Sizemore, Parker, Banner, or Nelson?
It's Banner.
For the win, he's right! Jose the painter has come from behind and stuck and stole the show.
He
could have lost for our guest, but he didn't want to. Bastard. But the local, what does he win today, my friend?
Well, he wins, ladies and gentlemen, he wins a number two pencil! Enjoy!
Gracias.
And we
number one.
We'll be back after this. Oh, da! Lit!
That was a long ass.
The Lowrider Live Show. Indie 100.
That's right, it's Sig. Go ahead and go to lowriderliveshow.com. That's lowriderliveshow.com. And go ahead and go to MissLauraHayes.com. That's MissLauraHayes.com. Go ahead and go to RobertZapata.com. That's RobertZapata.com. And now this is a little segment that we like to call Cholos Critics Corner. Hey, little boxer.
What's up, big dog?
Hey, Holmes, why don't you go ahead and explain what Cholo's Critics Corner is all about?
Okay, now check it out. Because, you know, sometimes you want to go to see the movie, right? You go to the movie theater, right, big dog? And, you know, now the thing is inflation. Everything's going up, homie. Popcorn's going up. Coca-Cola's going up. You know, even the tickets are going up, big dog. You know, you got to go to the Arclight, spend like 16, 20, 30, 40 bucks just on one person, dog. Mm-hmm. And what if the movie sucks, homie?
Right.
You know what I mean? So what do you got to do? We want to watch the movie trailer, homie. You know what I'm saying? Because if the trailer's good, you know the movie's going to be just as good, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And based on our critique is normally it's a 1 to 5 star. We don't do it like that, homie. We do it from 1 to 5 joint rating system. 1 being the best and 5 being the worst, homie.
That's right, I say. That's right.
You know what I mean? Because some... Yeah, because you know when you smoke, you know when you watch a good trailer, you know what I mean. You don't need to smoke that much weed. You know what
right,
I mean?
You just take
one hit. You know, smoke a joint. But if it's a bad trailer, you want to smoke 5 joints, dog, just to get through that thing.
Gotcha.
So let's check out the first trailer, homie.
Well, check it out and see. Since we have a very beautiful and legendary guest to say, why don't you go ahead, Miss Señorita, I'm going to read a couple off to you and see which one you want to critique, Holmes. Number one, we have Hit and Run. Number two, we have The Apparition. Number three, we have Premium Rush. Number four, we have Lawless. Number five, we have Oogly Lovers in the Big Balloon Adventure. Number six, we have The Possessions. Number seven, The Words. Number 8, Finding Nemo. Number 9, Resident Evil Retribution. And number 10, Dread.
Which one do I want to review? Yeah. Oh, okay, let's do Apparition.
Apparition.
Number 2.
Oh, Let's go ahead and put
Let's check it out, homie.
Let's go ahead and check it out, eh?
Hey, plus juego, doc.
The Apparition trailer, eh?
Push play, sir.
You ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, hit the button, doc.
Hold on, Holmes. Hold on.
It's what he's doing.
It's the one with the little arrow that looks facing the right.
Yeah.
The little, okay, here we go.
That's the one.
Here we go.
There you go, Red Rider.
Oh. Da.
There is a scientific theory that paranormal events are products of the human mind, and ghosts only exist because we believe in them. A team of researchers set out to prove this theory and create a supernatural entity with their minds.
If we can pull this off, we'll prove that anything supernatural can exist when people believe it.
The experiment was a success.
Where's the flashlight?
What is that? What the hell is that?
Who gets the thing off?
What happened to her?
We opened the door and it came through.
What does it want from us?
It's like a virus. It knows you're afraid. It spreads from one person to another. It wants to be in our world. It wants us.
Get out of my house!
Once you believe it's real, you die.
Oh, wow.
Da! Hey, little boxer, Holmes.
What's up, homie?
Hey, Holmes, how many joints would you give this one be the best and five be the worst and why, loco?
Okay, now, first of all, homie, when I was watching this trailer, big dog, Apparitions, you know what I mean? They could have cut that trailer short, dog, as long as you don't believe nothing's going to happen, homie. You know what I mean? And first of all, why would you want to bring something back, you know what I mean, and mess with, like, the Ouija board stuff? I don't get down like that, homie. You know, and it kind of freaked me out. The editing was good. I like how they do the little, you know, the little lines in there. It made it look like old school, right? You know, and then the girl and the guys, you know what I mean, they're acting and stuff. I have to give it, honestly, big dog, it kind of scared me. I have to give it like 2 joints, I say.
What?
2 joints, I say.
What?
2 joints, I say.
What? Orale! Hey! Smiley!
Orale, what's up?
How many joints did you give this one be the best and five be the worst and why?
Check it out, I'm gonna tell you right now. I saw that before. I said, with the chick come out of the dryer, come out of the TV, come out of the well. Probably some crippled chick walking at you trying to scare you. So, redone. Not too scary, to my opinion. I'll still check it out, I say. But for me to have my attention on this movie, I said I'm gonna have to do at least, I don't know, 3 joints. I said.
What?
I said, dog, 3 joints. I said.
What?
I said, big dog, 3 joints, Rocco.
Wow. Hey, Miklo.
Orale, Holmes.
Hey, Holmes, how many joints should you give this one being the best and 5 being the worst and why?
First of all, hey, check it out, Holmes. What's the title? Like, reparations, Holmes? What is it called, eh?
Apparition.
I thought it was like apparitions, Holmes. I thought it was like my black from apparition. Tyrone, eh? Apparitions. Oh, check it out. For that ways, for serious homes, I'm gonna go with, like, you know, I like that ghost stuff. It's like spooky homes, like my cousin Spooky, eh? You know what I'm saying? I like to go, I give it like 2 joints, homes.
What?
Like 2 joints, homes.
What?
Like 2 joints, homes.
What?
Hey, Pato Loco.
Yo, what's up, Holmes?
Hey, homie, how many joints you give this trailer, homies? 1 being the best and 5 being the worst, and why, you say?
What you get it out, you say? 1 being the best and 5 being the worst, and why? This movie has a lot of drama, Holmes. You know, when I first started into this, I got mesmerized, you know. I had a lot of, like, beautiful actresses, you know. Like, some were dead, but that's okay, Holmes. It's still beautiful, Holmes, you know. And a couple of girls were bending over, not because they wanted to, because they were dying, Holmes, you know. So it was nice, you know. You could be able to see a little bit of Gluteus the Maximus, you know. And the special effects, Holmes, man, had me on my tippy toes, I'm gonna go ahead and have to go ahead and give this 1 joint to say.
What?
No, really, seriously, I'm not playing around. 1 joint to say.
What?
No, I'm serious. Man, stop playing around. 1 joint to see.
What?
Miss Laura Hayes.
Yes.
How many joints would you give this 1 being the best and 5 being the worst and why, Luca?
Okay, initially, when it first started out, I was like, yeah, this is going to be some scary shit. It's a very sophisticated ghost kind of movie, right? But then once I saw the little blob shit up in the corner, you know, I said, oh, well, that took it down from 1 joint to 2. And then just like he said, you got bitches coming all out the dryer and shit. We didn't seen all that before. And I think they trying to fucking trick me into coming spinning. $40 per person to see some bullshit. I'm gonna need 4 joints.
What?
I say it again. I'm gonna need 4 joints. Let me say it so you can understand it. Yo necesito 4 jointos. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Orale.
Da. Le.
Orale, back down.
Well, you know what, Miss LauraHayes.com.
Yes. Come on and take a ride.
You know, it's about that time, Holmes, for about the local hour.
Oh.
That's right.
What happens now?
Oh, well, now you go ahead and let the audience know, where can they find you at, Holmes? What upcoming projects do you have? Besides going to MissLauraHayes.com, that's MissLauraHayes.com.
Well, MissLauraHayes.com is going to tell you what it is I have going on at the time. But right now, my passion and my project is Two Bees from Oakland. Mm. That's what I need you all to look out for. I need you to go to either MissLauraHayes.com and click on the Two Bees from Oakland symbol and leave me your information, because this is going to be some underground, guerrilla, independent shit. I and Lunell need to make all the money. We are not going into any studios, any distribution. We're doing our own distribution. Pop the trunk distributions.
Damn.
So please let us know where you are so we can contact you and let you know when this crazy shit drops.
Nice. Nice. Orale. And since you get money, Holmes. Ladies and gentlemen, Holmes, boys and girls, tune in Fridays from 6 to 10, Wednesdays from 6 to 10, and this last little song that we're going to do is a quick one. Yeah, you're looking at me like I'm crazy. No, but I'm serious. I saw your eyes from the side of my head. Okay, check it out. This little song is called Banana Breath.
Banana Breath.
Banana Breath.
Banana Breath.
Oh, wow.
Banana Breath.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Banana Breath.
Banana Breath.
Just want to make sure. Banana Breath.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Banana
Breath. I like this. I like this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Nana.
Yeah. Banana breath. All right. I stay hungry. Call me Pac-Man. Lyrics so fat, think I need a lap band. You quarterback and shit, I'm the captain. Rerun, nigga. What's happening? Dame time. Yo, I'm special. Niggas know what's going down, cause I'm like, yo, Bezos.
Yo, yo,
in the
yo,
face.
Yo.
Take it down to Rob.
Yo, yo, it's time to flow, you know. Cause I'm making my banana bread, yo. Cause I'm making my bread stink like the bread it like I'm making so flow. It's like banana pudding. It's like banana wooden shooting. You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm here to show you how I hear. Oh, yo, what's
yo,
up,
yo,
dog?
Yo, banana breath, that's me. Eating bananas, don't you see? Peel this, peel that, my friend. Don't slip on that cause it hurts your rear end. Banana breath. Once again, up in this joint, I love bananas, my friend. Banana breath, Vato Loco now. Ear up, you show us all how. Banana
check
breath.
It out. Banana breath is what you be when you have death. Call me on the phone, because I don't want to have you in front of me. You got banana breath, you see. Don't think I'm not noticing. You're stanky, you're Frankie. Yo, I know Frankie, and he's pretty stanky like you. Because I know that when you're going down the streets, I want to flow
yes,
the opposite
yes.
direction. Because I'm not going to have this erection.
Erection. No need for protection. Leaving you with lyrical infection.
Banana.
Banana breath is what I'm testing. Yo, you got me straight slipping.
Banana.
Banana pills. My nigga got me tripping. Banana flip. Yo, gorilla flow.
Banana.
Banana shit. Yo, gorilla flow. Gorillas know. I rip your shit apart. It's going down. Banana breath coming from the heart.
Banana.
Yo.
Banana.
It's Laura. It's Laura Hayes' turn.
There we go.
Laura Hayes.
Got nothing.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Banana.
But banana breath. Banana breath. I got nothing but banana breath. I eat bananas all day long, all the time, singing this song. Banana breath,
banana breath.
That's all I got, my brothers, is banana breath,
banana breath.
Yeah. That's all I can do today is banana breath,
banana breath. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, baby? I like banana cookies. I like banana bread. I like bananas with my strawberries. I like banana shakes. I like it all like my banana when I'm
Anna. Banana split.
And like her name was Anna. Anna Banana.
Banana.
Banana breath.
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 Wash your teeth, or else the rest will flow. Same bad time, same bad channel.
Yes, up.
Wednesdays,
Fridays,
from 6 to 10.
Check it out, Ray.
Stay tuned for the Vato Loco Hour. Stay tuned for the Vato Loco Question. The question of the day.
What is the question?
Well, check it out, say. The question of the day is this. It say, what would you do? It always starts off like that. What would you do if your girlfriend that you've been with for many, many years, it say, has a baby from you, and your baby grows up to be 5 years old, say, right? And then all of a sudden she's crying in the living room and says, baby, I have a confession to you. I said, what's going on? Your baby is not your baby. It's your best friend. And your best friend, you've known since you grew up, is it?
And it looks like you?
Looks just like him.
Oh, wow.
And he was there for the birth. He was there for the child going to school. He was there bringing flowers for you and cigars for her. I mean, this Bato was there, is it?
So he knew her all the time.
He knew all the time.
He knew all along.
That's right. So stay tuned. Oh,
I have an answer for you.
Lay.
I'm pissed off.
And also, real quick, if you guys want to rent a hall, you guys want to rent a facility, you guys are looking to throw a permit, if they're looking to throw a quinceañera, then please go ahead and go to the Masonic Hall Temple North Hollywood. That's the Masonic Hall Temple in North Hollywood. That's 5122 Tahunga Boulevard in the city of North Hollywood. That's 5122 Tahunga Boulevard in the city of North Hollywood. Give them a call. Area code 818-755-9304. Oh, da, lay.
Later.
I put a spell on you.